The country wants to move in a different direction. We want to deal with our own problems within our own country.
The country's, I think, as divided as any time in our lifetime, certainly since 1968. And those analogies and that circumstance, I think, propels all of us to want to understand what's going on, where there are lines to bring the country back together again, and what directions we should be focusing on to move forward.
What I think is quite clear is that we can work together in the last analysis, and that what has been going on within the United States over the period of the last 3 years, the divisions, the violence, the disenchantment with our society, the divisions, whether it's between blacks and whites, between the poor and the more affluent, or between age groups, or on the war in Vietnam, that we can start to work together. We are a great country and a selfish country and a compassionate country.
Give us an example of what hits you hard, or and how you think that people could put themselves in that time only in 2018 and learn something from it.
Well, I was struck by so many examples. This book starts actually in a way in Boston, with excerpts from byline pieces that Robert Kennedy wrote at the age of 22 in Palestine as the British mandate over that territory was ending and the State of Israel was being formed. And it runs from that point up until the victory speech he gave the night he was killed. So a tremendously rich and fertile period of his life and of American history.
Well,
I was struck by so many examples. This